Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Wind-driven rain. As Tropical Storm Harold hits South Texas, KHOU-TV's Matt Doherty.
We're in downtown Corpus Christi. Tropical Storm Harold made landfall in North Padre Island. We're about 300 yards from the beach. As you get closer, you can see the tide rising and those waves. Back here, we're not seeing a whole lot of flooding in Corpus Christi. What we are seeing is a whole lot of tree damage.
And at least 9,000 customers without power. Tropical Storm Hillary cleanup is underway in Southern California, where some are digging out of several inches of mud. Excessive heat hits millions of people from Minnesota to Florida. CBS's Roxana Saberi is in Chicago.
Conditions here could get dangerous, especially for schools without adequate air conditioning. Some are starting late or moving to remote learning.
It makes it a hard environment for the kids to learn in.
In Kansas City, feels like temperatures soared to 116, and in Minneapolis, 113.
Hawaiians face a long recovery from the devastating wildfires that struck Maui 2 weeks ago. Pentagon spokesperson General Patrick Ryder says the U.S. military is working with FEMA and state officials.
The U.S. Army's 25th Infantry Division Heavy Expanded Mobility Tactical Truck Fuelers began fuel distribution operations yesterday, providing approximately 1,500 gallons of fuel daily in support of 18 U.S. Army Corps of Engineer generators.
At least 115 people are confirmed dead in Maui and over 800 are missing. Whether Texas can continue to use border buoys in the Rio Grande as part of its border security effort is now in the hands of a federal judge. Lawyers for the Justice Department faced off against the state of Texas in federal court. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
The DOJ argued the buoy barriers are not only illegal and pose a serious risk to public safety, but they'd also drifted into the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state has the sovereign right to defend its borders, and on Monday he added Texas had repositioned the buoys.
Out of an abundance of caution, Texas went back and moved the buoys into a location where it is clear that they are on the United States side, not on the Mexico side.
U.S. District Judge David Ezra ordered both sides to submit closing arguments by Friday. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Teamsters say its 340,000 members at UPS have approved a new contract. UPS workers will get across-the-board raises of $2.75 an hour, and some workers are getting larger raises. And as Cornell University labor expert Arthur Wheaton points out,
some important changes like Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, no forced overtime on your scheduled days off.
UPS also agrees to buy only air-conditioned vans beginning next year. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. 71 tonight under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 99. Lows dip down to about 69. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
And Vasquez coming to the plate here. That pitch just got too much of the plate. It was down with a changeup, but it looked like Contreras wanted it in more than it was. And ended up being down but over the middle of the plate, and Farmer went down and got it and pulled it into left. Pitch to Vasquez, the strike, comes back with the 0-1. This is fouled back into the second deck behind home plate, and it's nothing and two on Christian Vasquez, who finished last season with the Astros. Brewers saw him last year in Boston with the Red Sox right before the trade deadline. Miley comes set in the 0-2 pitch, and that's down in the dirt, smothered nicely by Contreras. 1-2 on Vasquez. So the Twins have taken their first lead of this game, and a little bit of work to do for Miley to get out of the inning with no further damage. The 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled straight back into the net, and we will do it again at 1-2. Beautiful night here in Milwaukee. It is going to be really warm tomorrow. 1-2 pitch is a called third strike. Two-seam fastball, low inside corner. And there's the second out for Wade Miley, an Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Two down, and here's Matt Wallner. And the Brewers want you to be careful tomorrow coming out to the ballpark, as hot as it's going to be. Pitch is low with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Could very well be the hottest day of the year tomorrow. And so hydration will be a key for everybody involved. 1-0 pitch is rolled foul at the plate. It's 1-1. In fact, the Brewers are going to relax their standard carrying policy. Pitch is low, and it's two balls and one strike on bringing drinks into the stadium. It's going to be adjusted to allow for the following: bottles must be sealed and made of clear plastic. 2-1 pitch is down and away, and it goes to 3-1 on Wallner. No limit on the number of bottles per person. Bottles may be any size. Of course, no alcohol allowed in those containers as they're brought into American Family Field. 3-1, bouncer towards second. Terang has it, tosses it to first, and the inning is over. But the Twins get a run, and they take the lead. It's 3-2 Minnesota as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab Game Day Eats in Team XC's Sports Bar. Or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
Hey, what are you cooking, Tony?
Usinger's bacon. What else would I cook for breakfast?
You got that right, pal. It's just not breakfast if it doesn't include some great-tasting Usinger bacon.
You got it, Bob.
That wouldn't happen to be Usinger's peppered bacon, would it?
In fact, it is.
Ah, thick slices of black pepper rub bacon, perfectly smoked in Usinger's smokehouses. Hey, let's play two.
It's an off day, you.
Two rounds of bacon, peppered, followed by honey glaze.
Now you're talking.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center and deep!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Mark Canna will lead off the bottom of the fourth for the Crew, leading or trailing 3-2 to these Minnesota Twins. And Ober's first pitch is over for a strike to Canna. And it's 0-1. Canna walked back in the first. 0-1 pitch to him is a swing and a miss. And it's nothing and two on Canna. Came into tonight hitting 242 with seven home runs and 38 driven in. 0-2 pitch. And he took low, one ball and two strikes. Had a very good road trip, did Canna. And if you take the 0-for-10 out of the equation when he first was traded to the Brewers, he's really had very solid numbers in a Brewers uniform. 1-2 pitch, hit the other way, deep right field, going back and onto the track to make the catch is Wallner in front of the wall out there. Canna with good contact, but he flies out to right, and there's one away for Tyrone Taylor. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. So here's Tyrone, who has been swinging it really well of late. First pitch to him is inside, and it's 1-0. Taylor, 8-for-23 on that road trip, but has been red hot over his last 17 games. Three home runs in that stretch. 1-0 is a tapper passed over. Charging is Polanco at second base, and he throws out Taylor for the second out. So two down, and here's Bryce Terang. 0-for has been able to do just enough after giving up that home run to Adames. He has settled in much better. He had the trouble in the fourth, but the double play ball is the big play in this game right now. Terang hits one the other way down the left field line and twisting out of play foul. It's 0-1. A 1 pitch. Terang took inside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Ober's facing the Brewers for the second time in his career. 1-1 is a swing and a miss, one ball and two strikes. The count now on Terang. Brewers saw him at Target Field back on June 14th. Allowed two runs, couple of home runs, solo shots over six innings that day. This is hit in the air, left center field. Taylor is giving way to Luplo, the left fielder, to make the catch, and the inning is over. Brewers go down in order here in the fourth. We're off to the fifth. It's a 3-2 Twins lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to annexwealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at annexwealth.com.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. It's Miller time. Step up your Brewers style with a limited edition fleece vest giveaway at the game against the Phillies on Saturday, September 2nd. Given to the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates, courtesy of Hugh B. and Abraham. Grab your seats at Brewers.com. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hugh P. and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Hugh P. and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. HughP.com.
Twins lead 3-2 as we go to the fifth inning. And on Marvel night, here's the incredible you.
Take my cape off my face. Swinging a roller foul up along the third base side. Thank you, Grinny.
You betcha.
One strike on Michael Taylor. Miley coming back a little low and away, and it's one ball and one strike now.
I think I would call you Iron Man.
And the pitch, low again, and it's 2-1.
You're here every day no matter what, man. That's Iron Man.
I enjoy being around you guys. You know that.
Feeling is mutual.
2-1 delivery. Check swing a little bit high that time, and it's 3-1. Run scoring base hit by Kyle Farmer in the fourth inning. That's the difference. Strike on a changeup. Full up now, 3-2 on Michael Taylor. Miley coming back. A rocket hit to the hole. Backhanded grab, and the throw is going to be in time. And Michael Taylor and the Twins may want to take a look at this one. Willie Adames with a diving backhanded stab and then the one-hop throw to first. And Chris Siegel, the first base umpire, made the call, and he had him as out. And again, this one might take another look to get it right. Only a Willie Adames could make this play in the first place, and that's the backhanded grab, and then get up and a one-hop throw. When you throw the ball on one hop, it actually, for the most part, picks up speed. That hop gives it speed. And Michael Taylor, again, with the call by Chris Siegel at first base.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
On those plays at first base, you're looking at the bag. You're looking at the base. And then you listen for the sound of the ball hitting the glove, and you're looking at the base. And you're watching when that runner tags the base. And in this case, Taylor got there first. Donovan Solano threw to first, runners back in time.
It's really incredible that Willie Adames made that as close as
he did.
Taylor's one of the better runners in this game. On that play, that deep in the hole, really amazing that he made it that close.
Infield base hit. And the pitch. That is a little low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Yeah, only a guy like Taylor is going to be there anyway to get it looked at again. There's a strike and it's even. But only a shortstop like Willie Adames would even try to make the play. We've told you numerous times about the power of his throwing arm. Check swinging the ball, low and inside. It's 2-1 now. He can get it there in a hurry. He's able to make those plays on the outfield grass, either in the hole at short or behind the bag at second. He can do that. Swinging a liner. Could be a double play. It is dropped by Santana on the other end. Adames had him doubled up. He had Michael Taylor doubled off. And Santana, on a one-hop throw from short, again, a line drive right at Willie Adames. And he threw in time on a hop, and it was dropped at first base. There's a strike on the outside corner on Polanco. First out in the inning. Swinging and a pop-up. This one's going to get out of play behind the Brewers' dugout. That throw from Adames, that second throw, could have been handled. Hit the heel of the glove on Santana on the back end, and he couldn't handle it. Two strikes, low and away. He would have taken that one. On the outside corner, it's 1-2. And the pitch. Low and inside. He's not missing by much. These pitches that Miney is throwing to Polanco are really close. The pitch. Hit in the air, and this one is going to be playable in right center. And it is going to be Tyrone Taylor. Second out in the inning. Jordan Luplo is going to be the batter now. Miley in his fifth inning of work here tonight. Check of Taylor and the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Strike anyway. Jeff Nelson calling balls and strikes tonight. Vibe check, a cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe, they call it. Hit in the air. This one is going to be playable. First base, foul territory. Santana, easy play for the Brewers' first baseman. And the inning is over. Infield base hit, Michael Taylor, he's left stranded. 4 1/2 are in the book. It's 3-2. Twins on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
You can go to addisonjones.com and you can put in what's my property worth by just searching address. And that gets the conversation started. But also on our website, we have agent bios. You can read about who you'd want to work with, and you can choose from the 85 great agents that we have on our team in 4 different locations. So how do agents add value for sellers? Experienced agents that know the market give accurate pricing. We do a free market analysis, and it's a great time in spring to get that started. I think when you're choosing a real estate agent, you want to know that they live and work in your community. I think you want to know that they're side by side with you at the grocery store, or you know, going to the local Kiwanis or the YMCA, or some of these different networking places where we're supporting what makes our city special and are trying to make the community better for future generations. And that's one thing that Addison Jones values highly. We give back through area foundations, we participate in community events, and we are going to continue to be there for our buyers, sellers, and our community.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Well, August and September mean crunch time for pennant races. It also means you've got 2 months of great grilling before summer fades away on us. And you know what you can do with that, right? Usinger's. Usinger's sausage. Every day is a grill day. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 strikes with nothing now. Brian Anderson, Joey Weimer will follow, and then Yelich. First 3 against Ober here in the bouncer hit foul at home plate. Bottom half of inning number 5. Anderson, a strikeout victim, his first time up. That is the only strikeout for Bailey Ober in the game. He's walked 3 and struck out 1. The kick and the pitch. Fouled again. Low inside sinking fastball. Got a piece of it. Still nothing in 2 on the right-handed batting Brewers third baseman. Ober kicks and deals. Too high. Pulled down by Vasquez. One and 2. And the pitch. Struck him out swinging. Here's Joey Weimer. Bounced to 3rd his first time up. 3-2. Minnesota. Game 1 of a 2-day stay here in Brewers City. Strike on a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Twins own the hit column tonight. 5-2 and lead by 1. Joey Weimer waiting, and the pitch. Hit in the air. It's going to get out of play behind the Brewers dugout. Towering pop fly. 2 strikes. With nothing on the Brewers center fielder. Winding and the pitch. Bouncer hit to the hole at short. The play by Correa is in time. 6-3 if you go along with us. Top of the order coming up now in Christian Yelich. Yelich tonight has lined to center and doubled. And was stranded.
Mm-hmm. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing. Yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. 71 tonight under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 99. Lows dip down to about 69. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
Wilson deals again, a swing and a miss. Struck him out that time, down and away with a breaking ball. Royce Lewis is going to be the batter. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, ASAP strikeout. Swing on a fly ball, shallow right. Tyrone Taylor is there to make the grab on that one. Two are up, two are down here in the sixth, and Kyle Farmer, who knocked in the go-ahead run back in the fourth inning, will be the batter. Farmer is two out of two tonight. The RBI is 26th of the year. One ball and no strikes now on Kyle Farmer. Twins third baseman, the pitch. A little low and away. Not by much. Two balls and no strikes. First of a two-game series against the Twins. And the pitch. Bouncer hit back up the middle, but there's Willie Adames. Picks, throws, got him. Inning over. Three are up, three are down. Five and a half are in the book. It's 3-2. Minnesota on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
If you're a business searching for reliable and efficient trucking or warehousing solutions, this message is for you. Forward Thinking Logistics is a local, service-disabled, veteran-owned company in Wisconsin. Whether you're a small company or a large enterprise, their indoor-outdoor storage and warehousing services, paired with their specialty in local trucking, make them your trusted logistics solution. Forward Thinking Logistics, 920-706-0292. That's 920-706-0292. Or forwardthinkinglogistics.com.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Boat Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
American Family Insurance.
Six, and Dylan Floro is going to work now for Minnesota. Wilson Contreras, number two man in the Brewers order, will lead things off. Meet of the Order coming up. Contreras, Santana, and Willie Adames against Dylan Floral. Solid five innings tonight for Bailey Ober. Floral deals. This one is lined to right. A rocket off the bat of Contreras, as he has been doing lately. Leadoff man aboard. There he is, boys. Carlos Santana will be the batter now. Dylan Floral in his 44th game on the season. 3-5 in the one loss department. That one drops low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Woodman's Food Market's home run inning is on us. Brian Fearman, I believe it is, from Sun Prairie. $100 in our jackpot. And the pitch. Line to right. Two are on and nobody out. Solid base hit by Santana. There they are. Two rockets to right, and Willie Adames is coming up. Willie, the two-run home run to get the crew on the board back in the opening inning. Then lined out in the third. $100 in our jackpot tonight. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service savings, that's Woodman's. Dylan Floral deals, and Adames took a strike. A reminder, don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries. $16.95, that's all. That's it. How can you go wrong? One strike delivery. And the right-hander deals. He shot the corner and missed. One ball and one strike on the right-handed batting Brewers shortstop. New sign for Floral. Here he comes. Willie is swinging a miss. Chased one off the outside. It's 1-2 on him. Marcana's due next. Brewers, 2 on, nobody out. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a fastball up and in. Strike out for Floral, and Marcana is going to be the batter. Down and away a couple of times, and then up and in with that last fastball to get Willie Adames. Now the stretch. And the pitch. Bullseye fastball. 93 on that one. From the stretch. Here it is. Swings and fouls one behind the Brewers dugout. Caleb Thielbar is up for Minnesota in the bullpen. The pitch. It's too high. Ball one and strike two. New sign, Dylan Floral. Here he comes. Bouncer hit to right. Base hit. Here comes Contreras. The throw going to third, and it gets by. But backed up by Dylan Floral, that puts Tanna at second, with Santana at third, and the game tied at 3 apiece. Gotta be an error in there somewhere. Canna hit a little flare in the right. It got through. And the error will be charged to Matt Wallner, allowing Canna to go to second base. That's the call. All right. Brewers in business now, second and third, and only one out. Pete Mackey has finished his conversation with Dylan Floro. Infield is going to play up the pitch. Hit foul into the Brewers' dugout. That got him ducking. Joey Weimer. On the steps of the dugout, hit the deck on that one. Floro running in for Tyrone. Shallow right, little flare, base hit. And the throw coming home, and a run's going to score. 4-3 Twins on a little pop fly base hit into right. Taylor is 17th RBI of the year. I'm sorry about 4-3 Twins. How could it be? Crew on the base hit by Tyrone Taylor. First and third, there's still only one out. And now Terang. It's down low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Turin, 4-3 Brewers. Now the pitch. That one missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Long fly ball gets a run home. Better yet, a base hit. Terang waiting and the pitch. There's a strike, and it's 2-1 now.
This is a lot like what we saw from this offense over the weekend in Texas. Just good length to it, 1-9, guys contributing, and that's kind of how this inning has gone.
Dropping
so
a flare here and there, absolutely. A couple of C&I jobs. The pitch with the runner going. Hit foul off the screen above the Twins dugout. Yeah, a little flare, a little ground ball someplace. Gapper, tweener, whatever you want to call it. 4-3, Crew has the lead. At first and third, runners lead the pitch. Dropping down low with a changeup. Ball three and strike two. Brian Anderson is due next. Only one out. Bailey Ober is gone. Dylan Floro. Throw to.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And the pitch. Runner goes. Swinging a liner. Third, and wisely so. Canna is in. Brewers add one more. And a wise hole by Jason Lane, Brewers third base coach, on Tyrone Taylor. Terang had that ball. Karam off the glove of Correa. He should have caught it.
Change up down and away, and with the infield in, that allowed that ball to sneak off the glove of Correa. Just gave enough. He probably should have caught it, as you said.
He probably should have caught it, yeah. Yep, you're right. Now, Brian Anderson, runner goes, the throw to second base is going to be late. Still waiting on a call from C.B. Buckner. Second and third now with a stolen base. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Infield up. Swing and a miss by Brian Anderson. Oliver Ortega, a right-hander, is up for the Twins. The pitch, low and away. Two balls and a strike. He threw a breaking ball. New sign, Dylan Floro deals. Bouncer up the middle, base hit. Comes through with a base hit. Right up the middle with the infield drawn up. No chance for Correa or Polanco on that one. RBIs numbers 38 and 39 for Anderson. Five runs are in the inning. It's 7-3 Brewers, and Joey Weimer is going to be the batter. This one hit in the air to center, playable. And going to be caught by Taylor. Finally, the second out in the inning. Here's the ninth man to bat in the inning, Christian Yelich. From the stretch, the pitch. Good fastball on Yelich. Seven-3 Milwaukee leading the pitch. Down low and inside, almost hit him. Delta Dental, stolen bases. Delta Vision, two great plans. One name you trust, the pitch. Yelich hit it foul to the Twins dugout area. Ball one, strike two on Christian. Ninth man to bat here in the inning. Dylan Floro will try to finish this one up. The pitch, swing and a foul. That one popping away from Vasquez. Still 1-2 on the Brewers left fielder. Anderson leads at first. From the stretch, Yelich hit it foul again. Seven-3 Brewers. Yelich waiting the pitch to him. Inside a ball. 2-2 now. Yelich has lined out, doubled, and struck out. Anderson, pretty good lead. He's holding the pitch, swing and a miss. And the inning is over, but not before the crew bats nine men and scores five runs. It is 7-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on big pack snacks.
16 ounce bags of Bailey popcorn, $4.49, or 26 ounce bags of Chi-Chi's tortilla chips for $3.79.
I can run my hot prices on big time snacks.
Popcorn, $4.49, tortilla chips, $3.79.
Boy, big time eating at a very small, everyday low price.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned. It's
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O'Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupe and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupe and Abraham. Hupe.com. Seven-3 Brewers. Twins on the bat here in the seventh inning. And stepping in to call it for you now, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. Christian Vasquez will lead off the top of the seventh for Minnesota. Bryce Wilson stays out there on the mound. Brewers had Abner Uribe up and warming in the bullpen, but with this four-run lead, Wilson's first pitch is a little bit high with a two-seam fastball, and it's 1-0. The Brewers will ask for at least another inning out of Wilson here. And a 1-0 pitch. And lined, whistling past the ear of Wilson on a hop to Terang at second. And he picks it and tosses to first in time for the first out here of the seventh inning. That whistled right past Wilson's ear, but he was able to duck and get out of the way, and Terang was right behind him. It's one of those plays that so often you see the pitcher deflect that ball, and it ends up being an infield single, and Wilson had the discipline to not throw his glove up there, and he really didn't have the time either. Here's Matt Wallner, who's 0 for 2 tonight. And Wallner takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Wilson looking for a shutdown inning after that 5-run 6 from his offense. He misses down and away the cut fastball. And it's 1-1 on Wallner. Wallner has struck out, and he's grounded out in this game so far here tonight. Wilson from the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. Dear Driver, Toyota's lineup is hitting it out of the park with all-stars like RAV4, Camry, and Tundra. Reserve yours now. Visit Toyota.com for more information. Your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Wilson's 1-2 pitch. Missed high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. On Matt Wallner with one out here in the seventh, and Michael A. Taylor in the on-deck circle. Wilson bringing home the 2-2 pitch, and he fouled it right over the head of Taylor in that on-deck circle. It stays at 2-2. We've told you a couple of times, the Twins leading the AL Central by 6 games. They are the only team in the AL Central with a winning record. As now Wallner will use his timeout and step out of the box. Cleveland is the next closest. They are six games back with a 59-66 record. They are seven games under. 2-2 pitch. Missed outside with a curveball, and the count goes full.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.